Chris Moyle Show with Scott Mills, International Radio 1.
Laura's turn to book the mystery guest today. So please, Laura, would you wheel in the mystery guest?
That's right, it's the world's only performing flatulist. It's Mr. Methane.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
Good morning. So, that's some outfit.
Thank you very much, Scott. Thank you.
So, you're dressed as a superhero.
I am. Shall I put these on?
Oh, lovely.
Nice fit, then.
And you've nice got, like, a purple and green cape and mask combo on.
That's right.
And you are Mr. Methane.
That's right. I perform the ancient art of petomania.
Right.
Which is...
Can I just look... Okay, keep talking. Can I just look you up on Wikipedia a minute?
Yes, certainly. Petomania, translated into English, would mean controlled anal voicing. Basically, I do with my bottom what Pavarotti does with his mouth.
Well, not anymore.
Did. And, you know, it is a muscular form of flatulence. It's not dietary. I expand my sphincter muscle, draw air into my colon by raising my diaphragm, close my sphincter muscle, and emit the sound known as a fart, which is in the Oxford Dictionary, so don't ring in and say that we're swearing on air.
Do you need me for this bit, or...
No, please stay there.
All right. Okay.
You've got what we call the ringside seat.
Oh, brilliant. Can I come around and sit on your knee?
I found you now. You are a British flatulist or professional farter. You're the only one in the world.
That's me, Scott. Yeah, well, we all do it, you know, even the Queen does it, but she does blame it on Prince Philip.
And you discovered this ability at the age of 15 when doing yoga?
Yes, in the full lotus position.
Okay. And what happened on that?
Well, I discovered that I had this unique ability of breathing both fore and aft, so to speak. And, you know, I went to school the next day and rapidly became a pumping prodigy in the lunch break.
Wow. Now, how many could you do in one quick succession?
Well, it's actually, you know, we used to do that. We used to do rapid fire. But actually, you can do a long one or you can break the long one up into little ones. So it's actually, it doesn't matter. You know, it can either be long or short. It's just like, instead of a... It's a... If you know what I'm saying.
Wow. Okay. Laura, what exactly have you got planned for Mr. Methane? Because to be honest, I've kind of run out of things to say now. I thought it was going to be Mel C.
No. What I've done is I've taken the liberty of preparing a little game of Name That Tune with Mr. Methane.
Okay.
So you'll be guessing what the tunes are that Mr. Methane is going to perform with his bum.
Right, okay, you're listening to BBC Radio 1. It's 8:47. Right, yep. So are we going to play Name That Tune now, are we?
Yeah, well, we call it Name That Fume, I think, isn't
okay.
it? I need to get into my farting position, Scott.
Okay, right, we'll play Leona, right?
as you would, yes.
And
lovely
then,
girl.
And then off we go.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
And today's special guest, booked by Laura, is Mr. Methane. Hello.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Lovely to be here.
The morning that we haven't had wine, I feel like I really need a glass.
I could do a glass now, couldn't you?
Hello.
Some people think you might be Gary Mark Barlow dressed in a superhero outfit.
Well, you know, I'm a big fan of EastEnders. I find their tracks the most fart-friendly, actually. Someone once did compare me to Robbie Williams, you know.
Right.
But,
Can I ask, where do you perform your act?
Well, corporate events, student unions, comedy venues, television shows, obviously Radio 1, you know, and children's television, believe it or not.
Wow. Okay. I mean, have you been gigging lately, or...?
Yeah, well, yes, I've just sort of got back into it. I had a rest for a year because I've actually been doing this, performing my trade for 16 years
now. So you took a year out?
I took a year out just to rest the sphincter, so to speak. But I'm getting back into the swing of it, you know. And You know, I'm opening up again, if that's the right word. And we're in business. We're firing on all cylinders, Scott. And it's lovely. Thanks for giving me the opening this morning on this lovely breakfast show. I'm glad to see that taxpayers' money has been spent wisely.
Now, can I ask, most people in showbiz, you know, if they're on the stage, you know, they get groupies and stuff. However, does that happen to you? Because you're a professional farter.
Well, yes, but the intelligent women appreciate this, Scott, because, you know, they seem to want to know what I've got in my trousers, so to speak. You know?
Okay.
They're inquisitive.
Really?
They are. They're inquisitive, yes. Yeah. So I'll only like girls with a bit of grey matter between their ears in any case, you know?
Okay. Right, so Laura set this up, so if you could follow this through with... Not follow
so
through. with what we're going to do now.
Okay, welcome to Name That Tune, starring Mr. Methane. Okay. Do you two want to play against each other, or do you want it just to be you? The three of you. George, do you want to play as well?
Yeah.
Do you want to play our game?
She's kind of cowering in the corner, is George.
So it's me, Chappers, and George off the news playing Name That Tune with Mr. Methane. Okay, we're ready when you are, Mr. Methane.
Lovely. I'm just going to get into the position.
I'm just going to move this way.
I just need to...
Oh, my, I can't look that way.
I just need to give...
Yeah, his leg, above his head.
I just need to give you one for level, okay? So you get this right. Just a moment. Oh, that's lovely, yes. That was George Michael, Careless Whisper. Okay, right, we're going now. No peeping here. We're going. Where is it?
I'm not.
Yeah, I'm ready, Laura.
He's ready with his first.
Okay, here's Name That Tune, number one.
I've got to get this into my head. Here it is.
I got it.
Go on.
I got it. It's EastEnders, but it smells. It smells so bad.
That's lovely.
Is it EastEnders?
It is, Scott. It is. Yes.
Yay!
Yes. Lovely. I do apologise. I have been touring Norway and the...
it smells of herring.
Yeah, I'm very sorry about that, you know.
But, oh, you know, God. It really does smell herring.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I don't know if I could stay in here.
I've got my scarf over my nose.
Turn the air conditioner up, okay, we'll be all right.
Mr. Methane, are you ready with tune number two?
I'm ready, Laura, I'm ready. Here we go. This is a this is an event that's coming up very soon. Here it is.
I can barely talk.
Think coming up soon, big event, you know.
George.
Birth of a very special person.
Christmas!
Lovely.
Christmas?
Yes. Yes, as opposed to sad, you would be. There we go, one more time. I can stand it.
Right.
I think we've got time for one more.
Right, one more.
Are you sure we have?
Just the one more, please, on Name That Tune on Radio 1.
Very, very popular at the moment. Nice little ditty, this.
Can I leave the room to be sick, please?
Anybody? Come on. Any advance?
Anybody got
undergarments?
Can we have it again?
Undergarment?
Yes.
Can we have it once more?
Certainly.
Are you mad?
Right, well, just be me soon.
George,
you know?
Just left the studio.
just show me where to press the start button and I'll start the next record. Okay, here we go. It's ladies' underwear, okay?
Okay. The ladies' bras!
Lovely, yeah. Ladies, that's lovely. Oh, can I come up for a bit of air?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. You should never invite me in at this time of day. Haven't had a chance to clear my throat.
All right, that was Laura's guest today, and that was Mr. Oh, my God, I can't do this. Mr. Methane on Radio 1. thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks. Can I just mention tonight, if anyone wants to come and see me, I'm at the Comedy Bunker in West Ruislip, comedybunker.co.uk. Show starts 8 o'clock. If you visit the website, click the contact form.
Thank you very much, Mr. Methane.
Take a mask with you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and have a lovely day. Nice.